God in Christ Jesus, I am truly glad to be here. The joy that we may share in all of our circumstances is what we celebrate, isn't it? When we sang that song, Joy to the World, the Lord has come, is that something we can sing because everything is just so wonderful? And so this morning, we're going to reflect a little bit on using Psalm 90. And, it's not going to be a psalm. Some of you know it real well, but there has been a tradition that we use Psalm 90 and 91 around this time of the year, right? New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. But we're sort of packaging it all together in maybe about a 45, 50-minute sermon. So that, you know, those are the Wolf Creek people. They haven't changed one bit. I see some of the visitors thinking, well, that's just about right. There are churches that have 45, 50-minute sermons, and everybody's still okay. After all, how long is a hockey game? And then people long for overtime. Sit around some more. Yell and scream a little more. Anyway, guys, people of Wolf Creek, you know that I can start talking this way and I don't stop too quickly, but so where did 2018 go? By the way, yes, I will ask if anybody wants to share something later, but we're going to do it two ways. One will be, we'll ask what have been your joys. One-liners only. We don't need long speeches because that cuts into my time, but okay, one-liners. What have been some joys? And also then when we've kind of exhausted that, or what have been some sorrows? Because we will read in Psalm 90 that the joy to the world, the Lord has come, isn't because the sky is blue and the lake is calm and the fish are biting all the time. So think about those things, okay? So where did 2018 go? Most people would say, boy, did this year ever fly by. Is that still kind of an expression? Where did the time go? And perhaps even more so for older folks. Now, 10 years ago when I was at Wolf Creek, that would have been people in their 40s, but now we're talking about people who are in their 50s and 60s even. Are there any 60s here in the Wolf Creek? Yeah, there are some and maybe a little older. But, you know, praise God, where did the time go? Life seems to be accelerating. And then I see you as young families and, you know, this is the time of your life. Did you know that as a young family? This is the time of your life. At 3 a.m. when you can tend to your little ones, that's the time of your life. But I'm glad I'm in the phase of life. As an opa, you know, the grandkids, they can be handed back. Oh, yeah. How did you start the year 2018 out? You recall starting it out with hopes and dreams? Hopes and dreams for 2018? Resolutions of all kinds, personal ones perhaps, or as a family, or you as a church community? You kind of map out some desires for the year. And now 2018 is almost over, one day to go, and we may, by God's grace, enter another year. Yes, we may enter another year, unless. Do you ever think about this? That as we make plans, God directs our steps. And so we're getting all ready to enter a new year. But what if God has a plan to take you home to Himself before you can yell Happy New Year? What would you think of that? Ooh. Or what if what we sing in that one song, O Lord, haste the day when my faith will be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound and the Lord will descend. Even so, praise the Lord, it is well with my soul. What if God has that in mind tomorrow night? Do I hear an amen? Hallelujah? You know, I love it on this earth. I really do. But what is waiting for us, of course, is beyond imagination, as the scripture says, right? No eye has seen, no ears heard. So I don't want to pretend for one moment that we shouldn't make plans, that we shouldn't be joyful. Of course we Sure, God blesses his people, right? But just the same, we have to keep in mind that indeed God may have other plans for any one of us or the world as a whole for that second advent of Christ. We make a big deal with the first advent, and so we should, because that was the fulfillment of God's promise that he made centuries before, that he made in the Garden of Eden when the seed of the woman would defeat the seed of the serpent. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. But we are between that first advent and the second advent. And what a joy it is to recognize again that God is the faithful one from generation to generation. And that's why I'm so happy to be here, because we see it. We see it. And God knows that we are people who have to use our senses to really appreciate his love and grace as he expresses that to us. And so indeed, this morning, to help us focus on the passage of time, we take a brief look at Psalm 90. This psalm, identified as a prayer of Moses, the man of God, acknowledges the eternity of God and the brevity of human life. The brevity of human life. And so, this is the word of God, Psalm 90. And thank you for the prayer, Bowen, for God to bless words, the reading, because without that, they're words. But with the Spirit's leading, it is God speaking to us. Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn men back to dust, saying, "Return to dust, O sons of men." For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. You sweep men away in the sleep of death. They are like the new grass of the morning. Though in the morning it springs up new, by evening it is dry and withered. We are consumed by your anger and terrified by your indignation. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins, in the light of your presence. All our days pass away under your wrath. We finish our years with a moan. The length of our days is 70 years or 80 if we have the strength. Yet their span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For your wrath is as great as the fear that is due you. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble. May your deeds be shown to your servants, your splendor to their children. May the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us. Establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. The word of God. Thanks be to God. In this psalm, Moses gives an honest acknowledgement about man's state, about every human being's existence before Creator God. And Moses starts out with that affirmation of faith, verses 1 and 2, the affirmation of faith, and may that be in each one of your hearts too. Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Moses knew his Creator God as the dwelling place, as him to whom he could look to in his journey through life. All generations. He starts off with that affirmation of faith. And may that also be your journey. Maybe you have to start all over again. But start then affirming that God is God and you are his creature. Every human being. And Moses expresses confidence in God's everlasting nature. And then this is followed by a meditation of man's finiteness, which recognizes the somber fact of human mortality in contrast to that divine infinity. We're finite. God is infinite. We need to keep that in mind in our relationship as we journey from day to day. And so in our reflection on this past year, we all have our own stories, right? We have our stories. Get ready. We're going to ask you. We have stories of joys and sorrows, successes and failures, times of feeling drawn closer to God, Yes, and may there be many stories like that. But there can also be times where we wander away from God, the God whom we confess to be our dwelling place. Life can come at us in such a way, and there could be whisperings in our ear by Him who still wants to destroy faith on this earth. We may wander away from God, and that can happen under the saddest circumstances, mostly all of our own doing. And so, indeed, we have times of joys and sorrows, successes and failures. I did ask Gary whether you had stats for your church this year about births and deaths and professions of faith, and you wrote me a nice little email, but you know, it's in cyberspace. But he didn't have the stats. He just said, well, these are all the areas of our church life. And you'll get those stats sometime, I'm sure, maybe on January the 6th when you start the new year and see what God has blessed you and how you're going to start the new year. But now at this time, I'm going to just ask, and we'll just simply do this very systematically, joys. Joys for the year 2018. We'll just do it by section here. Joys in 2018. This always was the silent side.
One joy we had was just how the church came around us and really supported us this year. So,
of the saints. Beautiful. I'll give you a second chance if you... Joys, anyone on this section?
Joy for the birth of our son.
Amen. Oh, he's going to come over here, they say. Any joys over here? There are lots of smiley faces. That's beautiful. Oh. Cassandra, hi, how are you?
My daughter Lily was baptized in the summer. Joy.
Amen. Receiving the covenant of God's grace, the sign, right? Yeah. What did you want to say?
Baby's birth, of course, and also engagements.
Engagements. Engagement in... Oh, like boy-girl stuff. And who is the engaged couple? Where are they? Do people know this? Oh, look at that. Oh, young love, true love. There must be a song about that. Hey, Gaylord, is there about young love, true love?
Well, we have four children, and they live from southern Alabama to Vancouver Island, and we actually got all of them except one family visiting us this year, so we're very thankful for that.
Well, we won't prolong this, of course, but I did promise these a second chance. Going once? Yes. Excuse me.
I got to see one ex-co-worker get baptized this year, and I also recently got to see some young lady give her life to the Lord as well recently. So during a Bible study, it was pretty good.
Friends and family, and including church.
We found out at the end of this year we get to be an auntie and uncle officially, so.
Finally.
Yeah. Times three.
An auntie and an uncle, are the parents to be, are they here?
No.
Oh, so I can't ask them to stand up then, no. Like to give acknowledgement, you always do, but yeah. Oh, we love new birth, right, babies? And new birth in Christ. Oh, which is the greater joy? Oh. You know what I didn't do, but I'll do it after the service. I always love to hold the babies that I was just able to bless with God's grace. So may I do that later? That's a joy for me. Okay, now. Just to move along, sorrows. We'll start over. You ready?
This year was hard. We lost Gary's mom, and then 3 weeks later, we lost my brother.
Yeah. As we have the beginning of life as a joy, the end of life is always sad. But in the Lord's grace, right? The joy of the Lord is our strength. That's not always a bubbly, happy feeling, but so God bless you. We know where they're at.
My mom's failing health and the realization that our time with her is limited, but there's joy too because she's on a new treatment that we're hoping will continue to extend her life yet for some time. So,
right. Yeah, thank you.
My young brother, who's 10 years younger than me, developed a very virulent, fast-moving cancer 10 months ago, and he passed away day before yesterday.
May God bless you with this comfort. Yes. You know, when we talk about that, then to accept in faith but God says that all the days ordained for any one of us are written in his book before one of them began, Psalm 139. After David speaks so beautifully, poetically, about how we're knit together in our mother's womb, and of course, all that is such beautiful stuff. And yet, we have to recognize the days ordained for us or a loved one are in God's book. And that requires submission then to God's will and purpose, which is sometimes a difficult journey. And yet, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble, Psalm 46. Well, we won't continue because you're all looking kind of somber. And I'm sure you have your own stories, and that's okay, because that's what is really at the heart of Psalm 90. Because God's word, on which we can stand, which does not change, is meant to lift us up. Is meant to bring us closer to him. And what a joy that, you know, you got a co-worker brought to the Lord because God is still saving those whom he is saving. He's not done yet. And the minute he is done, whenever that is, that's when Christ will come. That's what we read in the Word. When the gospel is gone where God wants it to go. And so we praise him for that. And so indeed, I would say with some confidence that very few people, I'm sure, would be able to claim to have experienced total bliss in the 364 days so far in 2018. Because that would be very unusual if there was only total bliss. And yet by God's grace, we have the rich promise of that loving, faithful Heavenly Father who cares about the details of his children's lives. Now, this indeed may be somewhat difficult to see in light of how Moses writes about our brief journey here on earth, a journey which ends in a return to dust. And of course, those are words, right, that we hear at a graveside. We heard a couple of those in our River Park Church this year, a very recent one. You know, to dust you will return, is what God said. And Moses makes reference to that in this psalm. Brief journey, a journey which ends. And so, as we celebrate God's faithfulness in 2018, we are reminded that even if you live to be 70 or 80 or perhaps 90 or 95, we have one or two people in our River Park Church in Calgary who are starting to nudge towards the 100. Even if, whatever age, there is an end to life on earth. And that end comes after years. And this is a hard pill to swallow. But it's very real, as Moses writes about it, that our life will end after years of trouble and sorrow, Moses says. Whew. Do you read Psalm 90 very often? I'd sooner read one that, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits. But it's real, because if we see our life's journey in light of God's plan for us, regardless of the circumstance, then we will receive what we need every step of the way, which may puzzle us, may really frustrate us, But there is an end to that life. We need to acknowledge that we are frail and that our mortality, our limited lifespan, is a result of sin. See, that's the key thing. We rejoice in Christ our Savior. He came because of our sin. And we need to keep that in mind, because then our salvation becomes the joy of the Lord in our hearts. Otherwise, it's just nice stuff around Christmas time. And indeed, we need to recognize that our life will end, because that's what God said would happen. God is in control. God is in control of all things. He is sovereign. That may be kind of a theological truth which gets watered down, as we are quite capable of doing many things. And as a church, we are reminded over and over again that when we start kind of doing our own thing, it's not truly so happy or successful often, or even in our own families, or even in our own lives, as we make decisions that are based on what I think, instead of recognizing our sovereign God who has all things in control. And so indeed, a limited lifespan. Physical death comes to all. Rich and poor, high and lowly, each person's time is set by God, and a time which is really very brief. This past year didn't really take very long, did it? For sure, a lot of events took place, but in the light of eternity and God's measurement of time, 2018 wasn't even the length of a time it takes to blink your eye. Because when you look at Psalm 90, verse 4, it's in the perspective of how God sees this thing of time. For 1,000 years in your sight are like a day that has just gone by, or like a watch in the night. 1,000 years in your sight are like a day. When I read this verse, I always think of what Jesus said, that he's coming back soon. Jesus said that 2,000 years ago. But that's only 2 days, according to this verse. Right? 1,000 years is like a day. So 2 days ago, Jesus said, I'm coming back soon. Now, that's kind of how I take it. Maybe there's a deeper meaning to that. I'm not sure, but I think we can take it that way, that God's time is different than our time. Acknowledging that a person's days are relatively few, Moses says in verse 12, teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. And so we finished 2018. We're going to be starting out on the new year by God's grace. And then this verse, may that be part of your thinking. Teach us to number our days. This means that our God-given life should be wisely spent seeking the wisdom of God and paying earnest attention to eternal things. Eternal things. Seeking wisdom from God. If any of you lack wisdom, we read in the scriptures, ask God and he will give. And as you, as Wolf Creek Community Christian Forum Church, are doing your planning and you're getting the, and I say this with awareness of the trained people that can help you go through some thinking and all that, but don't count on that person unless you count on God. Amen? So, wisdom. Wisdom from God. You teenagers, what are you hoping to happen? You got plans for next year? You got plans to seek God's face? Older folks? Whatever age, it doesn't matter, because God sees us all as his children. God sees us all walking through life from day to day. And then he says through Moses that we are to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. This means that our God-given life should be wisely spent seeking the wisdom of God. And I'm repeating this, paying earnest attention to eternal things. When you lay out your plans for next year, but I'm getting ahead of myself because we're just finishing the year. So let me ask you, of what worth were all of your efforts in the year 2018? Of what worth were all of your efforts these last 364 days. Were we intensely busy with all the things of this world as if we will be here forever? Well, God, through Moses, reminds us in Psalm 90 that we are like grass, green and healthy in the morning, but very soon gone, dry and withered. Oh God, give me the wisdom to see you in control of my life. May that be a prayer. We just heard the sad news in our River Park Church family that a young lady in her 40s, late 40s, just received the news that she has a tumor in her head. Operation to come January the 4th. And by God's grace, they can deal with this healthy and well. But you know what the beauty is? That they know of God's grace, because about 5 or 6, 7 years ago, their eldest girl, they have three children, was near death. Fervent prayer by God's people, seeking His grace, and that little girl was healed. Yes, it was a miracle. Same with the young man who had cancer, and he was in the hospital for a long time. You got your stories too, right? Our faithful, loving God has His purpose for each one of us. So I ask you again, you may feel like this blade of grass and you're strong, or maybe you'll feel like a Russian thistle. Do you know that a Russian thistle is a very strong plant? Tina doesn't like them in the flower beds, but they have such a beautiful purple flower. Anyway, strong as a... It's not in the psalm, so I shouldn't add to it, right? But that's not really adding to God's word when I use another illustration, right? But do you feel like a nice, young, strong plant? Well, take heed. Take heed. You could be cut off. But is that sad? When you live in the Lord? Jesus said to Martha, do you believe this, that there'll be a resurrection from the dead? And do you believe this? Because if you believe that you will live even though you die. So then we confess that whether I live or die, I'm the Lord's. What is your only comfort in life and in death? Do you sometimes quote Lord's Day 1? I'm not my own, but belong to my faithful Savior Jesus Christ, who with His precious blood has paid for my sin. Hallelujah. And so indeed, may you really number your days to make the most of the time that we are given. Life lived under God's lordship means true joy and fulfillment. As we confess our need for God's unfailing love, which we read about in verses 13 and 14 of Psalm 90 here, that a life lived under God's lordship, 13 and 14. Relent, O Lord, how long will it be? Have compassion on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your unfailing love, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. See, Moses puts it into perspective that no matter what happens, when we are in the Lord, He will give us what we need to still be joyful, regardless of the circumstance. And we don't need to go into the details of circumstances. You have your own awarenesses of these, of health and broken relationships and goals not reached and sometimes despair, depression, not wondering which way to go. Well, go to the Lord. That isn't an automatic answer either. And yet it is. But seek the wisdom of God. And so the unfailing love of God Moses talks about came to His full and glorious fulfillment in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who entered this world of darkness, a world that is groaning under the weight of sin. See, Moses talks about groaning. But this world, as you know, is groaning under the weight of sin. I don't have to bring you any news items here. whether the news is real or fake by anybody's estimation, the very fact is that this world is in darkness. And Jesus Christ came into this world so that when there is the weight of our life on our shoulders, we don't know where to go, we can go to our great God, the faithful one, and receive his grace. John 3, verse 16 tells us, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but will have. And then the next verses go on to say something very interesting. Christ didn't come into this world to condemn the world, but to save it, because the world already was condemned. And God sent Jesus to save the world. Amen? That's to keep it in mind, very much so. So Moses talked about God's anger, his indignation, his wrath because of our sin. But that is not the end. Praise the Lord. God loves this world. He loves this world and he loves his people so much that even when they don't understand it, we may give them the sign of his love. And that's what is so beautiful about baptism. And yet when one comes to an awareness and an understanding and a baptism at a later time in life, that's just as beautiful. Because it's the same love that God. I see baptism as God. Somebody, this isn't my illustration. But picture, okay, picture with me. All of a sudden, an opening in our ceiling here. And a hand representing God's hand comes down. And blesses the baptism font. Blesses the children that receive baptism. God's hand. God's hand blessing you as you sit, as you wonder, what about tomorrow? What about tomorrow? Can I really face tomorrow? Indeed, God's grace doesn't end. A person is saved by the blood of Jesus Christ shed on the cross. That's true joy and gladness that we can sing about and make us glad all our days. Moses in Psalm 90 paints a picture of the realities of life. And we should never hide the realities of life. We should talk about our sorrows. We should share with one another, hey man, I'm hurting right now. Because then we can speak into each other's lives. Be honest with yourselves. And in that way, have that wisdom of God come in. Moses, indeed, that picture of realities. And that reality may have many troubles, hardships, but he takes refuge in a faithful God as a safe dwelling place. Remember those two verses, the dwelling place. And years later, Jesus made a reality of life statement when he said to his disciples in John 16, verse 33, we end with this, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Isn't that a reality statement that Jesus left us with? You will have trouble, he says. But I have overcome. So take your refuge in him who invites you to come to him. The invitation that Jesus gave in Matthew, come to me, all you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest, rest for your soul. May that be how you, as you look back in 2018, see God's hand in your situations. And when you look forward into 2019, call on him that you will see him and encourage each other to look to God. Oh, less of yourselves, less of myself, but more of you, oh God, in all of my planning, my thinking, my daily life. In this world, you will have troubles. Accept this invitation. And so as we end 2018 tomorrow night, we praise and thank God for his faithfulness. And we may, by his grace, enter 2019 with the confidence that he is a safe dwelling place throughout all generations. Why? From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word which you have given us so that we can look at all the realities of our life and through it all be drawn to you. We just ask that the Holy Spirit would indeed bless all of what we've shared here today, that covenant love in the baptism, the songs we sang, the prayers we offered, the thoughts that we raise to you even now, Lord, and your promise that you are with us to the very end of the age. And so we praise you because indeed great is your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, and we together joyfully and with gladness say, amen. 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 Amen.